Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, Simon Denopoulos is normally with us at this time, but he's in Singapore covering the Kranji Mile for our good mates at Racing and Sports. So Adam Blinkow is joining us. Morning to you, Adam.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. I saw some of Simon's stuff on social yesterday. It looks to be a real big build-up to tomorrow's meeting.
Yeah, big meeting for them, the international meeting there tomorrow, and Simon will be over there. And I think you might even, if you tune in, you might even get to see his ugly mug on the telly there. Promoting a couple of those as well. So he's in full swing over there.
He's really pushed himself up, eh? The big boy, the big Simon's in town. Brad Gray, that doesn't surprise us at all. Good morning.
No, he's everywhere, isn't he, Mr. Zanopoulos? You've launched his career, Andrew. That's something you can certainly be proud of.
We get him on for a good reason, like yourself and all the others. We love getting the right form team people together. And how's your confidence around Randwick, Brad?
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on a few races there. I think it's a good betting day. We're on a dry track, a fresh patch of grass there at Randwick. So as we traditionally know, recent times, Randwick, when we get that good firm surface, it generally plays pretty fast and can suit those a little bit towards the front of the pack there. So expecting that for tomorrow. But yeah, I think there's a couple there we can chime into. And as you've interviewed, there's a couple of big players there you're really looking forward to seeing reloaded again. Obviously, a couple of others return with a bit of a boom on them too. So a nice little winter meeting.
Yeah, be there early, because that first race, for mine, could end up being the race of the day. But, there's some nice horses coming back. All right, well, let's do it in race book order as we normally do. So Adam Blinkow from Racing and Sports, you're first off. You've got a thought in race four tomorrow.
Yeah, I do. I'm with the Chris Leeds trained Occupy there, He's a horse who sort of quickly established himself as a pretty smart one when he was in the UK there. He was good enough to get himself into a really hot handicap at Royal Ascot last year. I think King George V, which is always a really competitive handicap there. And last year was a hot addition of the race. Just winners, firing out of that race left, right and centre. And I suppose the one we'd be most familiar with was Cross Counter, who ended up coming down here and winning a Melbourne Cup out of that race. So he held his own there, Occupy. His form after that, you'd have to say, just sort of plateaued a little bit. He didn't drop his bundle or anything, but he wasn't able to win after that, just held his form. But a little change of hemisphere, change of scenery, and he looks to have settled in really well to my eye. I think good, strong win at Scone. The figure there was terrific. I think, that sort of figure, only Wolf in this race has sort of got recent form to match him on that Scone figure there last time. So if there's a little query for mine, it'd be that race. He stepped slowly, Occupy, and ended up in what probably looked a tricky spot, but they sort of poured it on for him. They had a little bit of a pace collapse there for him, which probably set the race up. And you could say it flattered him a little bit, but I'm thinking he steps up to 2,000 metres now and really goes bang. I'm guessing that was probably a little bit of a bonus win on the way through for Occupy. So in a race that is a deep, deep card, as you mentioned, Andrew, there's a lot of races here with depth, but I thought this was probably one of the shallower races with Wolf and Occupy sort of standing out to me on my figures, and I had them a little bit closer in my market. So Occupy for me, number six in race four.
Okay, $8 right now. Don't forget the TAB Early Birds kick in as normal. 5 o'clock this afternoon, 5 till 8 for the TAB Early Bird specials, operating on Randwick, Eagle Farm and Flemington. They're the three meetings operating between 5 and 8 later today for the TAB Early Bird specials. But $8 at the moment for Occupy. Now, Brad, I love this horse that you like in race 5.
Yeah, he's going well, isn't he? Colding, race 5, number 5, the ultimate gear change. It's obviously done wonders for this fella. Won both starts back this time in, and he did it with plenty still up his sleeve. I just love the way he's accelerating at the moment. Last start at Canterbury, they crawled in front, and it was just a dash home the last 400 metres, but he still broke 11 seconds his last 200 metres and did so eased up. So that's a really devastating turn of foot he brings into this race. What was encouraging there too was that over the 1250, he was able to hold a little bit of a closer spot than what we're used to seeing from him. So out to 1,500 metres, again drawn the inside. I expect Jason Collett to have him a pair or two closer than we're used to seeing, maybe just pop him behind the leaders. And if he can get the back of Quackerjack turning for home, he's going to take some holding out. This is harder again from last start, but he does look destined for better things than benchmark 78s in time. So right, he's got his mind on the job. He's in a really good zone at the moment, and I expect him to continue his winning ways at race 5, number 5.
Yeah, currently for Chris Waller and Jason Collett at $2.40 before the early birds. Quackerjack is the second pick there at the moment at $5. Brad, you've got a thought straight into the next tier, race 6.
Yeah, Ready for Profit for me looks to be the one that's a little bit generous in this market. I certainly do respect Gododdin, but $3.30 I think is probably the right price for her, where I think you're getting a little bit of an extra here for Ready for Profit. I imagine this would be a horse that Adam would have plenty of difficulty pinning a time form figure on, because she's been up and down throughout her career, a bit rocks or diamonds, but it was hard not to be impressed with what she did at Scone last start. She won the listed Denise's Joy. She fended off Madame Rouge and a fast-finishing Prophet's Thumb. So time-wise, that race stacked up well against the Hortensia Stakes, where Viridine, of course, beat Victoria. And that suggests the form out of this race, or out of that race, can be followed pretty confidently. And you go back to Ready for Profit's maiden win, and she beat Mizzy and Sylvia's mother. So the claim of Billy Owen sees her carrying only 3 kilos more than what she did at Scone. She dropped sharply back in grade here, and I know it's a bit of a gamble to see whether the real Ready for Profit shows up at Randwick, but at the price, $6, I'm willing to take that risk. There's a little query about Zonk regressing second up. You'll notice that all four of her wins in her career have come off some sort of freshen, so whether she can back that up second up is a little bit of a query. And as I said, Gododdin is smart too, but she's certainly short enough. So happy to gamble on Ready for Profit in the race. That's race 6, number 4.
Righto, currently it's $6 for Billy Owen there, ahead of the early bird specials. Now, Adam, I love a clash. I love when both of our form gurus have got the same race but a different horse, and that occurs in race 7. So, mate, you go first in this one over the 1,400.
All right, I'll lead us off. I'll lead us off, and I'll do it with Organza, who I think she's just going to run a terrific race here. I thought she was terrific first up. In fact, I think it was probably a career best there first up at Scone from her in the race that, you know, probably stacked up as the highest rating race. Well, not the highest rating race on the day, but relative to expectation, it was the highest rating race on the day, the mare's race at Scone on the Saturday. She was fantastic. She closed it off really well, and her pattern has generally been to improve second up. So if we see her following that pattern and improving on what she did there first up, well, I think she's a better mare now than she's ever been before. She ran a really good figure first up last prep and backed that up to win second up. And, yeah, as I said, I think better again this time. So that little awkward barrier, which probably plays against her, but I think that's factored into the price and then some. I think that's a really good price. And I'm looking at her and thinking that if she's back better than ever and on the rise, there's lots of form in this race that can sort of match it with her or trouble her. But I'm thinking a lot of them look a little bit chewed up to mine, whereas she might be sort of the fresh legs on the scene, Organza. So, yeah, I'm banking on her following that second-up pattern, improving on a terrific figure first up and being in the finish. So, yep, number 13, Organza for me in race 7.
Righto, currently at $7. Which way do you go, Brad?
I'm with Renewal here. I thought it was amazing what the blinkers have done for this particular horse. He's found a couple of lengths on the back of that. The first time the shades went on was at Caulfield 2 back, and he really savaged the line from an impossible position. Then last start, he of course gave Star of the Seas a bit of a touch-up, and we know that form's strong through Sydney at the moment, with that horse running around particularly well, winning impressively last week. I really liked his turn of acceleration at the 400-metre mark. He just put his rivals away. He appears to have, I don't want to jinx him, but he appears to have put those barrier manners behind him, touch wood. He jumped cleanly there last start. That's been his Achilles heel in the past. I don't mind him drawn out for that fact. However, I think Jean-Van Overmeer is certainly going to have to be on his game, because he rode him well last start. But from the tricky draw, I imagine he slides forward and just tries to slot in somewhere. So a little bit of a query around where he gets to in the run. But if he does find a bum, get a bit of a cover, with no weight on his back, I think he's certainly a horse that we can follow, because now I think he's really starting to work it out. So that is race 7, number 11, Renewal.
All right, currently at $3.60. So that's the clash in race 7. You can take the opinions of the boys. Adam, your last comes up in race 8 tomorrow.
Yeah, it does. And this time I am starting with Team Hawks. I'm against Team Hawks and Brad in the race prior there. I'm not only against Brad in the race prior there, but I'm very much against Renewal, because I was backing him and backing him and backing him down in Melbourne, and then he skipped up the highway, and of course when I wasn't on, home he went. So Renewal's a bit of a troll of mine, so I'm anti-Renewal for sure. But yeah, I'm jumping on the Team Hawks train in the next race there with Hart Conquered, who's a good talent, and I think he can go on with it this preparation. He was always a really keen going horse, Hart Conquered, and saw him last preparation just with racing and racing. He got better and better, and his last two wins before a break there on the wet at Warwick Farm and then on the Kenzo there were fast wins, really good, strong rating wins. And while he was below that level first up, I think it was a really good sort of blow the cobwebs off sort of run there at the 1,000 metres. And what he's got with that run, having blown the cobwebs off, is a little edge against all the market rivals here. I thought so, Cradle Mountain and Deprive, who missed the run last week, are all first up. So he's got that potentially that little fitness edge. He draws barrier one, and I think he can probably take a sit from there. There's pace everywhere. So Dwayne Dunn's a very cool hand sort of jockey, if you like, so I think he'll be happy to sort of hand up. And you'll want Hart Conquer to drop his head in that spot, but I think by this stage of the day, they'll be rolling off the fence. There'll be plenty of gaps for him to sort of pick his way through, and he's going to be prominent up in that sort of pace area anyway. So if he gets the splits, Hart Conquer with that little fitness edge, and as I said, I think from where he's handicapped at the moment, his best form at the back of last preparation is as good as anything that he's got a knock off here anyway. So yeah, I thought he was a great price. I thought of those horses in the market, I was happy enough to mark him favourite. So where he sits in the betting there appeals to me for sure. Number 12, Hart Conquer in race 8.
Yeah, $6 right now before the TAB early bird specials. They kick in, as I say, from 5 o'clock this afternoon, 5 till 8 for the extra little percentage cut. So running through them, the 3 for Adam Blinko from Racing and Sports for Randwick, 4-6 Occupy, 7-13 Organza, and Hart Conquered. I forgot to write its number down. It's race 8.
Number 12.
Thank you for that. So they're the 3 for Adam. And for Brad Gray, it's 5-5 Colding, 6-4 Ready to Profit, and 7-11 Renewal. Hey, Adam, thanks for jumping in and filling the boots of Simon Dinopoulos. Hope it's a winning weekend, mate.
Yep, I hope so too.
Thanks, Adam. Adam Blinko there. And Brad, lots of information around Randwick and everything else that's going on through the Racing New South Wales website.
Yes, certainly, Andrew. There'll be a bit happening there this afternoon.